Good morning. Welcome to the Australian Early Finance Briefing for Friday, 21st of August, 2020. My name's Nick Hurley here in Melbourne, starting with stock splits, something not terribly relevant for us in Australia, except for, depending on what day it is, Australia's largest company, CSL. It's trading at about $300 per stock. So, you know, there's potential there for it to definitely consider splits. Why would you do that? It's been proven time and time again, and most pertinently in the last couple of weeks, when a company splits its stock, it goes up a lot. Obviously, there's lots of other factors at play as well, but Apple, after announcing their 4-for-1 splits, up 20%, now worth over $2 trillion, and Tesla as well are doing a 5-for-1 split that's hit a new high since announcing that. There's a few other US companies with really, really high stock nominal prices. Amazon, 3,312 roughly. It hasn't split since 1999. Google's parent Alphabet's at 1,555. And Canadian originated Shopify, the online merchant platform, 1,024. So these companies, yeah, definitely could potentially consider splitting again or embarking on such initiatives. There are some complications where there have been in the past where, like, Alphabet split, but the split out stock were non-voting, and they were trading at a discount when that first happened, quite a substantial one. However, that's really, really narrowed. The Financial Times is reporting that that is only about a $2 spread now off the voting class stock. So investors seem to not care so much about the voting rights anymore. Staying in the US now, there is some disappointing news in unemployment in the US. The number of applicants for unemployment benefits for last week rose above 1 million for the first time since March, 1.1 million, much higher than the expected 920,000, and there was a backwards revision in the prior weeks up as well. So not good news there. That's complicated as well by this apparent gridlock in the US Congress about extending the support benefits package. There are some parts of the Republican Party that are wanting to push ahead with a pared down version of a $1 trillion bill they themselves, the Republicans, proposed last month. And there's also a subsection of the Democrats urging leaders to move ahead with legislation to extend federal jobless benefits. So there's concerns that these sort of lack of consensus will just cause total logjam there, both within each party and between them. Further complicating things is the disappointment from the US Fed minutes from their July meeting, which was released yesterday. There was hope that they might mention yield curve control after Jerome Powell had sort of mentioned that previously in passing. That's been ruled out for now. Also negative rates, but they've sort of said many times that that's not happening. There is a note that there is, like, some official signal that more stimulus from the central bank could be required, but there's no sort of mention about timing or in what form or what tools would be used. Now, the official minute said, in terms of the yield curve control, most judged that yield caps and targets would likely provide only modest benefits in the current environment, as the committee's forward guidance regarding the path of the federal funds rate already appeared highly credible and longer-term interest rates were already low. Now, the US, you know, a lot of corporate lending is done outside of banks, so that sort of yield curve control would have less of an impact. However, it does seem to bias, you know, the larger corporations that can issue bonds. They're benefiting from the Fed buying all their bonds on market to keep yields down. Whereas if you're a small business wanting to borrow money from a bank, there is not that sort of yield suppression that we're seeing here in Australia, where, you know, most business lending's 1 and 3 years and that's all kept at 0.25. However, it is mentioned that in Australia, it's more the intention of keeping the yield curve at 0.25 that seems to be keeping it there, rather than a lot of particular, you know, actual buying or intermediation by the Reserve Bank. And that could be as a justification for the Fed not wanting to implement anything like that, because they've sort of given their word time and time again that we're going to keep rates really low and inflation's not a concern. Moving to the markets now, it's fairly mixed in the US. We've got the tech names sort of rallying a bit again, driving NASDAQ up, whilst the S&P is flat. Gold's recovered a little bit. The Australian dollar's weakened versus the US dollar quite a bit since yesterday. It's now at 71.6 US cents, and gold is down to $1,946 an ounce. There's not much reporting coming up today, only a couple of companies reporting. Most of it's happening again next week. And that is your early finance briefing for Friday. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is for investment professionals only and should not be relied upon by private investors. The podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The values of investments can go up or down, so you may get back less than you initially invested.